All writers are inspired by other writers. Once I understood this, I felt less guilty, less a derivative of my idols. My literary influences resemble crushes. I'm in love, then I'm out of love. I want to be Steinbeck, then overnight I want to be Doris Lessing. Therefore, consider my list of writers who inspire me is not always a source of pride. I seem feckless. Nevertheless, in chronological order, my heroes. John Steinbeck. He taught me that acts of violence can have logic and even love. Also, that the best writing is character-based. That plots are, in essence, simply a character who wants something. Ernest Hemingway. I learned to consider literary economy a worthy goal. Doris Lessing and Margaret Atwood. They gave me permission to be wordy sometimes, because a particular story might require a more relaxed narrative. More importantly, they gave me permission to make a relationship the whole point of a story. Examining the internal workings of the human heart was a meaty enough subject. D.H. Lawrence. Like Lessing and Atwood, he let me feel okay about refocusing on relationships, and he added sex. The complex dynamic between men and women was still impossible to fully understand, but perfectly possible to imagine as material for a book. Ian Forster. Both Lawrence and Forster made me yearn for a darker, denser, older place than my sunny American suburb. Forster's style, less heavy than Lawrence's, loosened up my own. A certain forgiving whimsy entered my writing for the first time. People might be deeply unpleasant, but each one also had endearing quirks. Annie Proulx. She reminded me to aim for androgynous writing, to get in the skins of male characters and write with deadpan honesty, to throw the rule book away. Showing, not telling? In the bin. Whole family sagas and one-page stories? Why not? John Updike. Another writer who encouraged me to make marriage the sole subject of a book. Harper Lee and Carson McCullers, they proved children could be the main characters without the story being sentimental. Bernard McClaverty and Raymond Carver, they showed me how to present drama undramatically, to love my characters, especially the ones no one else likes. Tessa Hadley and Alice Munro, their stories prove that anything can be the subject of a story, to frame moments just so and not be afraid of loose ends, to love ragged. Anne Tyler, the biggest influence of the last two decades, she inspired me to disarm readers with simplicity and sincerity. Then when their defenses are down, go in for the emotional punch. Overall, when I write, I try to replicate not so much these writers' characters or plots or styles, but the way I felt when I was reading their books, the way my own ideas and feelings would shift around. When they settled again, somehow they were in a better order. I've always wanted to do that too, to write books that make people feel, if not good, then at least better.